bid award.
Yes.
Good morning. Just one item on my agenda. As Mr. Vincent indicated, it's in reference to the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. We also generically have referred to this as Millville Contract F. It is the final contract of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. We opened up bids on June 2nd. We had seven bidders on the project. The engineer's estimate was approximately $3.5 million. The low bidder was A.P. Kroll and Son of Georgetown, Delaware, at $2,560,460, and it would be my recommendation that we award it to A.P. Kroll, and I have a motion that I can read.
Please read the motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants in the engineering department, that Sussex County Project Number 11-02 Millville Sanitary Sewer District Northwest Expansion Whites Neck Road be awarded to A.P. Kroll and Son, Inc. of Georgetown, Delaware at the bid amount of $2,560,460, and that would be contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and or the Rural Utility Service.
So moved. We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Question on the motion.
Mike, is there any concern with this bid being so much lower than the engineer's estimate?
We had, if you looked, and I handed out, we sent out in the council packages to different bidders, and I have copies here that I can hand out. If you look at the spread of the bids, we had two low bids, Bunning and Murray and A.P. Kroll, both construction companies that we have used recently very successfully. The other bidders are all right around where the engineer's estimate was. One of the things we did in this particular bid, because of the difficulties we had with road restoration issues in Oak Orchard and Angola, particularly on SR5, we're working on a semi-busy Del Dot road here. So we put some additional checks and measures in to try to control the repaving of the roads in a timely manner. And I think some of the contractors were concerned about those checks and measures, and I think they bid a little higher accordingly. However, as you could see, Crowan, Bunning, and Murray were not as concerned. I will say this. Our estimate looked at the bids that we received on Oak Orchard and Johnson's Corner and Angola and used those as to put together the estimate. And the numbers we got from both of those contractors are lower than what we saw in Angola and Oak Orchard. But being they were A.P. Kroll, Bunning and Murray, we feel comfortable with this number and that the work can be done at this price.
It's good to see local people get these jobs.
That's correct.
Mike, I guess these people that bid don't see the estimate before, do they?
No, we do not. We do not hand out the engineer's estimate.
Okay, I assumed that, but I just thought of brass. Okay.
They usually will ask, somebody will ask at the pre-bid meeting, and we don't divulge the number.
Okay.
Any more questions, comments, Mr. Rizzo? You have a motion, sir?
I had read
I'm
the
sorry,
motion
I'm,
already.
That's
okay. I can
sorry.
Read it again if you
no, make,
want.
No, that's fine. We're good. We have a motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Yep.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on that? I will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Back to the other.
And next will be Jewel Gibbons. Fine bar screen for the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility bid award.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am here for the bid award, for the contract for the fine bar screen at the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility. The bids were opened on June 3rd, and the low bidder was Headworks Inc. of Houston, Texas, with a total bid of $122,294. The engineer's estimate was $146,000. So I would recommend that the contract be awarded to Headworks Inc., and I have a motion to that effect.
If you'll please read your motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Project Number 11-03 fine bar screen for the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility be awarded to Headworks, Inc. of Houston, Texas at the bid amount of $122,294.
We have a motion. No one's here to make this motion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Grant requests, Mrs. Susan Webb.
Thank you. The first one today, Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra.
Have you given to them before?
Previously, we've given them.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Cole.
Mr. Cole did.
Oh,
okay. He's very symphony-minded.
Yeah, where am I? The Mid-Atlantic.
Previously, he gave him what, $500?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Correct. Have a motion, Mr. Second. Cole. Grant $500 to the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra for operating expenses. Second the motion by
Joe.
Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Westside New Beginnings for their Westerhoveth Children and Youth Program.
Now, are they saying, did they give a specific request?
Specifically, they've requested $5,000 for the children and youth program for their computer lab. We've done various things in the past.
Mm-hmm. And previously, we had granted them funds, I think, back in August of 10. Mr. Cole did
$1,000.
Yes, I'll do $1,000 again, I'm sorry.
Motion, Mr. Cole, $1,000 for the Westerhoveth Children and Youth Program. Second by
Deaver.
Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Millsboro Hut.
Where's the hut?
500, I believe. Did they ask for
Yes.
From my account?
I have a motion, $500, Mr. Phillips' account for the Millsboro Hut operating expenses.
Yes.
And second,
second
Mrs. Deaver.
Mm-hmm.
Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
There is no proposed ordinances.
Okay. And there's no business brought before council. We will now entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel and pending and potential litigation.
No personnel.
We struck that?
Pending litigation.
Potential pending litigation. I have a motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Yes. Second, Mr. Phillips. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We'll now go into executive session for pending and potential litigation.